This is the Action Movie Guys Podcast, bringing you action movie reviews from across the decades, plus box office numbers and insight like never before. And now, your hosts of the Action Movie Guys Podcast, Alex and Nate.
Welcome, everyone, to a brand new episode of the Action Movie Guys Podcast. Now, this is episode 121, Transformers 2, Revenge of the Fallen from 2009. I'm your host, Alex Figueroa, and my co-host is...
Nate from Netflix Reviews.
All right, Nate, how long has it been since you've seen Transformers 2?
So I rewatched this last year. I rewatched all of these last year.
Okay.
So now I'm watching them again 1 year later, for better or worse. So last year, but before that, it had been a really long time. And as we'll talk about it when we're talking about it.
Well, don't worry about it because I'm with you, bro. Well, I didn't see it last year, but this movie, I haven't seen it since the theater.
Oh, wow. Okay, so yeah. You've been, like, what, 09, I think, or something like that.
Yeah, 09. I purchased it on Blu-ray, and you know what's funny? I never took it out the plastic. I looked at it, I went, oh.
Fair enough.
And then I purchased the 4K, which is weird. But we'll talk about why I haven't opened it up.
Well, you bought the box set, so it's not that weird. You know, it came with it. You had to have it.
It did. Yeah. But anyway, for those of you that are new to the channel or you're listening to us on the go, we have a structure here. We're going to go into the box office numbers, Rotten Tomato scores, right into our actual movie review of Transformers 2 from 2009. So with that said, let's get into some box office numbers of this another smash hit of Transformers 2, Revenge of the Fallen from 2009. Domestic, $402 million. International, $434 million. For a worldwide total of $836 million on a budget of $200 million, domestic opening of $108 million.
Yeah, this is, as far as I remember, the number one box office of the five Transformers movies. It peaked at number two. So, you know, first one made a lot, second one made the most, and the next ones, none of them make as much as part two. So This was, I remember when it came out, it was a monster hit. I saw it in IMAX. It had IMAX scenes that were great, and we'll go into it when we review, but packed. The IMAX theater was all the way full, not an empty seat. So I remember it was crazy.
No, I agree with you. This movie, I remember it was packed to the rim. Me and my wife saw this also in the theater. I believe this is the last one we've seen in the theater of the Transformers. Because I know the third one, that's the, was it Dark Side of the Moon?
Dark of the Moon.
Whatever the moon is.
Dark of the Moon.
Yeah, something with the moon.
The moon
I
one.
The moon one. I saw that on Blu-ray. I didn't go to the theater for that one. But I remember this has to be the last one that I saw in the theater. So anyway, with that said, yeah, that's a lot of money. The question is it going to, the trajectory going to go up in terms of money, or is it going to go back down by the third? We're going to find out between in the second episode coming up, episode 24 coming up. But now let's get to some critics and audience and let's see what they have to say about Transformers 2.
Okay, well, critics hated this. They absolutely hated this movie. Took a big, huge, steaming dump right on it. This has a 20% on the old Rotten Tomatoes. A 20%. Now, audiences were a little more kind. 57. So more than half, just over half, thought it was at least pretty good. I don't think anyone gave this movie like a 9 or a 10 out of 10, but they gave it at least like a 6 or something like that. So it's 50-50 with audience. It is not 50-50 with critics. They hated this crap.
Yeah, I mean, but are the critics right or are the audience right? But again, we're going to throw all that stuff out. But where does me and Nate lie between the critics and the audience in our scores? So we're going to let you guys know now. We're going to start it off again with the main character. Of course, Shia LaBeouf with Sam Witwicky.
Yeah.
He's back at it again, Nate.
He is. So... if you guys remember last week, we reviewed the first one, and I love Shia LaBeouf in that movie. I do. I think he's a lot of fun. I think he's funny. I like Sam Witwicky. This movie is different story. He is so over the top weird in this movie with all the parts where he's like, where he's at school and he's like doing all this crazy, and he starts writing on the board. And he's going all crazy. He starts doing all this weird stuff. And like, even just his character in general is like, I don't know. It doesn't feel the same as the character from the first movie to me. Mm. I know he's going to college now instead of high school. Fine. But I went to college and when I went from high school to college, I was pretty much the same exact person. It wasn't that much of, it's not like he went from high school to like 25 where you can have a lot of growth. He's just like, I don't know. He's the same, but different. I'm not saying I hate him. So, I don't want anybody to think, you know, he's like 60% the same character, but what the heck is that other 40%? I don't get it. He's got what's her name? The girl, Megan Fox character. Yeah.
Michaela.
He's got Michaela back at home looking better than ever. And he's still kind of weird. Just don't do anything. You don't need to talk to any girls. You don't need to do nothing. He gets into some situations that could have easily been avoided. I gave him a 3. I don't hate him in this movie, but he's weird. He does some weird stuff. And I don't really, it's not Shia's fault. There's other reasons why, which we'll get to, but I don't like him as much as the first movie.
You know, it's funny. I gave him a 3 also. On the first movie, I gave him a 4. This one, I agree with you on everything you say, but it felt weird, right? Because like, I didn't go to college, so I didn't live that lifestyle of like frats and all this. And my wife did, because she went to like Hunter College in Manhattan, but it still wasn't like what you got in this movie. It was like parties and dudes cracking into like some type of TMZ in their room. And I'm like, what? Like, the college is like, I was like, what college is going to allow kids to like upload
videos?
They
have all that money for all that stuff.
Yeah. So anyway, so it was funny. But in terms of the character of Sam, I agree with you. I did not like him as much. I felt like what they did was they gave him like a 180, not a 360. They gave him like a 180 in terms of his personality. I didn't understand why this kid doesn't have confidence after going out with Michaela. Like, I don't, like, I would have had mad confidence with a hot chick still wearing Daisy Dukes in the second movie. I'm like, holy crap. But it didn't make sense to me. Him letting go of Bumblebee never made sense to me. Like, right, if I'm going to college, wouldn't you want to flaunt a Camaro? Like, I know I would. I'm like, you're going to have to go to a newer model of the Camaro. Like, scan yourself to the new yellow Camaro. Didn't make sense to me in that. In terms of his role into the plot, I wasn't too crazy with it. I'm going to be 100%. Him touching the old spark. I don't know if I said it right? It's called the old spark.
All spark.
Yeah.
All spark. Yeah.
All spark. I didn't like it. I'm going to be 100% with you. I thought that was dumb. Him getting the information and going against my man from The Office, Dwight Schrute, I thought that was pretty funny. I thought that was a funny moment. He does have a lot of good comedic performance. Like you said, I think they did. Yeah. They attacked this in this movie a little bit more than the first, which to me, it worked. It worked well, but it just was a 3. It's like a 180 to the original character. If this was the quirkiness that you gave me in the first, I would have been like, you know what? This is cool because he's a quirky dude anyway. It would have worked. But you didn't do that in the first movie, so it didn't work for me as much. But with that said, I gave him a 3. Main villain. Agreed. Now, we have Megatron, but technically it's Megatron / the Fallen. Yeah, the Fallen guy. So
horrible. He sounds cool. He has a cool name, I guess. And he looks cool. And he's voiced by Tony Todd, who's cool.
Okay.
I gave him a 2. He's not that cool. He doesn't live up to all the cool elements he has. You know, he has a good look, a cool name, and is voiced by a very good, like, cool actor. And he's barely in this movie. He doesn't do anything. He's kind of old. He sits on a ship most of the time. You know what I mean? Like, Megatron does more action in this movie than The Fallen does. Megatron, if I was truly scoring Megatron, it'd be higher. But I'm going to score The Fallen because he's in the title and he's the main he's the main one, you know?
Yeah, I agree.
And he's not good. He's not good. He's overshadowed by Megatron in this movie as far as a villain is concerned. He doesn't actually do anything cool, in my opinion. The only reason I'm giving him a 2 and not a 1 is because I do like those cool elements. So I'm going to give him some points as an idea, you know, of a villain. But as far as he's not Megatron in the first movie, he's not even Megatron in this movie. So I can't score him much higher than a 2. I get his motivation. I think it's okay, you know, but I don't know. It's a waste of what could have been a really cool new big bad villain. And they blew it. They really blew it. I gave him a 2.
I agree with you. I didn't give him a 2. I agree with everything you said. My thing is, when it comes to Megatron, right? Like, we all know he's the main villain of the cartoons. Why not continue that trend? Like, I never understood that. Like, why introduce another character, but then Megatron is 100 times better than him on screen, which didn't work for me at all. I gave it a 3, though, because I put together Megatron with The Fallen. And Megatron is the one that gave him most of the points anyway, because I love when they were in the desert and he mm-hmm. sees that he's about to like put the Matrix into Optimus, and he shot Witwicky, and he's getting all torn up. He's like, bah, bah, and then he turned into a ship and flew. I was like, yo, Megatron was like, I'm going all up in it, bro. I'm going to get hit. He's not bringing back Optimus. But I, like, again, you're right. I would prefer Megatron as the villain, Starscream as his second in command. But, you know, another character that he's not in there as much. And then I was confused, and maybe you can help me out. But I was confused. Who the hell was the satellite robot? Was that Starscream?
That's not Starscream. It's a different character. Yeah, they say the name, but I don't remember what it is. But it's not Starscream.
Like, I liked him. I was like, yo, that he should have been a villain. Like, I was like, okay, he is a villain, but I was just like, he doesn't do much. He's just a satellite.
Soundwave is in the third one, I believe.
Okay.
So that's not him, but I don't know who I forget his name. Yeah. I thought he was okay too. But.
Yeah, I thought he was cool. I was like, yo, man, he's pretty cool. I miss the little robot. The little bad guy.
Oh, the little annoying one?
Yeah,
there's a new little robot, but he's like a different character.
Yeah, I don't like it, but we'll talk about that during there's a storyline. But anyway.
A little leg humper.
Yeah. I'll give it a 3. You give it a 2. Let's get to some action sequence.
All right. You know what? I'm gonna be real honest. I'm glad we do these reviews in the order we do them, because it allows us to give, you know, even in a movie where there's going to be some negatives in about 2 minutes, it gives us an opportunity to give positives first. The action gets another 5 from me, and I'll tell you why. If you look at this action, you know, as compared to the first one, I would wager to say, as much as I love the action one, I think this one has a few better action scenes than the first movie. Just pure action. And I loved it in the theater, especially because it was shot with IMAX.
Mm-hmm.
The forest fight between Optimus and Megatron and Starscream, or they're fighting in the forest. I'm not even lying. I'll always remember it. It's one of the best IMAX things I've seen. It was like it expanded, you know, the aspect ratio. It was the biggest thing. And it was so cool. There's no music. You know, they're just fighting. It's intense. I love it. I like the opening in China, or wherever they are in China, I think. And it's at nighttime. That's one thing you didn't get a lot of in the first movie. A lot of nighttime. There's no like nighttime action scenes. So I thought it was pretty cool. And the desert battle, it goes on a little too long, but it's mostly fun. It's mostly fun. I like Devastator. I think all the jokes, which is going to be part of the story and stuff, is bad. Like with the balls and stuff. It's like, okay, come on. But he looks cool. He's big. You know, like it has a lot of cool moments. And I think pound for pound, the action is, I mean, they're getting the same score. So I'd say it's as good, but I think it's slightly better than the first movie, but we can't go higher than a 5. So yeah, it's another 5 for me.
I will say this. I gave mine a 5, but it's on thin ice because I felt like we were repeating the same action as the first. Same desert scene shots, same explosions, tons of explosions. Again, Michael Bay is known for explosions, but it's starting to look repetitive by the sequel. Like, I was like, okay, they ain't that much new stuff, but it was a highway scene, the desert, the, you know, the college, running through the college, the, you know, the house. And is it that a bad thing? I really don't know. We're going to find out by the third movie. If the third movie looks like the same formula of action, I'm not going to lie to you. I might start deducting points because, honestly, you're just repeating the same formula. Again, if it's bringing money in the box office, but we're not talking about money in box office in our reviews. Does these movies still hold up? Now, right, in present time. And right now, the action did slightly get better by the first one. I mean, the second one is way better in the first one in terms of action. Has a lot of unique sequences. Like, I like the one that sucks the dirt in, it sucks the pyramid, and I was like, yo, this is pretty cool. Yeah.
Devastator.
Yeah, the Devastator is actually pretty cool. I like the whole battle, them trying to get Sam Witwicky to boot up Optimus. That was a pretty cool sequence with the ambush.
Yeah, and Optimus shooting. Gets like a freaking jetpack upgrade or whatever. That was pretty cool.
I got a little bit amped. I don't get amped in these damn movies, but I got a little amped when my man, the what's his name, the Blackbird, actually was a cool character. Let me just tell you now, because we didn't talk about like these new Transformers. I liked him. I thought he was cool. The old wise
old
man.
One. Yeah.
Yeah. I thought it was cool.
Like Jetfire or something like that.
Yeah, Blackfire or some weird thing. But he was a Blackbird. I remember that. And I was like, oh, that he's pretty cool. Anyway, he goes, Optimus, you need more power. Take mine. And he ripped it out. And he's just like, and I was like, what the hell's going to happen? And then when they all juiced him up and he just gave everyone the tate quieto, the business, bro, I was like, oh, Optimus is bringing the heat. He gave dudes the whooping. And now I understood why they were afraid of the primes, right? Because that was the whole thing, but we'll talk about that in story. Anyway, that said, a 5 for me, a 5 for you, storyline.
All right, now here's where we get to the fact of the matter. I hate this movie. I've always hated this movie. So I wanted to make sure, you know, that's why I wanted to give praise to ourselves for coming up with a good way of scoring these films, because the script in this movie is one of the absolute worst scripts of any big budget action $400 billion movie that I've ever seen in my entire life. And there's reasons. This was written before, after, and during a writer's strike in Hollywood. So it was playing behind the eight ball because they had to go on strike during writing it. So then when they came back, like, you could tell it must have been about 47 different people who had a hand in writing this script, because it doesn't make any sense. This movie doesn't make any sense. Sam Witwicky dies and then goes, for some reason, if you can explain it to me, I'll let you. You can't, I promise. He goes to robot heaven. He doesn't go to human people heaven, okay? Even though he's a human person. He goes to Transformers robot heaven, and he sees Transformers there. They're like, we're going to send you back to your old body for no reason. They don't explain any of this. It doesn't make any sense. He's doing all the crazy everything about all. And that's why I didn't mark off as much on his character, because he didn't write the movie. Whoever did, horrible. I absolutely hate the Transformer that's at the school. That's a girl. That's just Terminator. When in the world have they ever said that there's Transformers that can just transform into people? Never. It doesn't even. What is that? It's, you know, in the first movie, you have the helicopter and the pilot is like a hologram of a person. Mm-hmm. That's cool. That makes sense. But just to be a whole person is so stupid. When the little tail comes out of her dress, I got mad. I got mad at the theater. I was like, wait, hold on a second. What is this? Now they're Terminators. So now we have Transformers, Terminators. They're, you know, then you got the most racist characters in the whole movie. The two twins with the gold teeth that don't know how to read. Okay, they're clearly supposed to be like black characters. They don't know how to read. They talk slang. They, you know, it's embarrassingly bad when you really break it down and look at the story and the characters and the writing. God awful. I give it a one. And that's only because one day I might give a zero. And if I did, this could be the one, but I'll stick with our rules and it gets a one. It's horrid. I hate it. Rant yes. over.
So this movie is bad. It's a bad movie. I gave it a two. And the reason why I gave it a two is because of generous the action. Action helped it, and Megan Fox. Other than that, this movie is not good at all. First of all, it's a 2 hour and 26 minute movie. It felt like a 20 hour movie. I felt like this was the extended Lord of the Rings cut, like a 6 hour cut of the film. No,
when you told me that off air, because we don't talk about our scores before, this is what I was going to bring up. The writing is so bad that it makes the movie feel 3 hours longer than it even is, because it's horribly paced and written.
Yeah, it's when my wife looked at me and she goes, is this thing ever going to end? And I was like, man, this is bad. And I started to feel that in the first movie. And you get to see it roughly like full throttle in the second movie. Like, the pacing is god awful. It's a never ending action sequence from beginning to end with just sprinkle of stupid storylines throughout. Right. Sam Witwicky. Again, stupid plot lines with him. He touches the old spark. All of a sudden, this thing could burn through the whole house. And I'm like, but he was just holding it. like the last movie, he was running it with like a football. Like, he and then this thing could burn through metal and everything. So it didn't make sense to me. The whole thing.
The mom, when she goes to the college and she's on the weed brownies. And oh my gosh, it's so bad.
All for one brownie. I was like, come on. I mean, everyone had a brownie once, and they didn't act like that.
They do that to you.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. She must have had some crazy laced with, like, LSD or something. But anyway.
That had to be.
Yeah. That was horrible. The parents was not good in this movie. Megan Fox, to me, she was the saving grace. But again, she was okay. The robot chick trying to hit on him on the bed didn't work for me, because it's like another attractive woman. But I'm like, well, Michael Bay is a dirty ass old man. If you really look at it, right? But look at it though. Like the way I'm saying it, like, if you look at the shot, like, I never seen a movie, like an action movie, where they introduce the lead and her ass is in the air where with when she's like tuning something. And then all the of motorcycle. A sudden, yeah, the motorcycle, yeah. Her ass is in the air. Or when she was in the first movie, she's in the engine, her ass is in the air, and the camera's like all like slow
her
motion.
Belly, her flat stomach.
Yeah. And I'm like, I don't get it. And what happens in this one? She throws him on the bed, and her ass is in the air, and the camera's from the backside, so the tail open. I'm like, yo, this dude is a creepy-ass dude. Like, all these hot chicks have to be, like, in these weird, uncomfortable position. For I mean, I'm not saying, I don't know, I just feel
no,
like
no,
it's
yeah,
just...
I 100% agree with you. Yeah.
It feels weird. Like, I'm like, this is like a first of all, you're supposed to sell this product to kids, and the way you're shooting these... Anyway, you got that. You got the robot humping her. Which made no sense to me, but continuously humping her. And I was like, what is the joke on this?
Oh, don't the roommate it. Character, the Spanish guy.
Oh,
I mean, annoying.
He made me feel just bad.
Annoying.
Spanish. Yeah.
Yeah. And John Turturro, who was goofy like in the first movie. I like him too, but yeah. They even made him somehow like
dumber,
more annoying than yeah. You know, he was just the right amount of annoying in the first movie.
Yeah, I agree with you with that. And I don't know. I just felt like the elements are so bad. And it was like two plots, right? You had the old spark, and then he gets that. And then all of a sudden, he knows
the Matrix.
Yeah, now we got the Matrix. And then it dissolves, and he's like, it can't be. You got to believe. And then he puts the dust in a bag, and then all of a sudden, he goes to heaven with robots. And then all of a sudden,
listen to the
back.
Sentence you just said. He puts the dust in the bag, then he goes to heaven and he sees some robots, and then he comes back. That is, in a nutshell, that's why I gave this a one, because that everything you just said is true, and it's what happens in this movie.
Yeah, and then the best part of it, he goes, you sacrificed yourself for us, and now we're going to do it for you. Now go back and give Optimus the Matrix. I was like, what? How right. powerful are you, Primes, to send a human back from life?
Why is there a robot
up,
heaven?
My best part is that he wakes up, he goes, and right. then he runs on Optimus, and he goes,
are they implying that robots have a soul, and they're not just machines because there's a robot heaven?
And well, not Optimus opens, this is what kills me. I laugh my ass off. So he gets hit with the Matrix, right? All of a sudden, he goes, and then he gets up, and all of a sudden, the big gouging hole that he had in his stomach was just gone. I was like, whoa. I was like, this guy got
Where did Optimus
powers.
Go? When he died, did he go to the robot heaven? Why didn't they just send him back if they have the power to do that? Why didn't they be like, hey, we know you're a hero. Go back and keep fighting. Nope. These are the things that they don't explain because it's stupid.
He wasn't worthy, bro. Same way Wiki was because he's
not worthy
the thing.
To watch was, this movie.
Anyway. I gave it a 2. It is a decent film because of Fox and action. Other than that, storyline is god-awful. It is one of the worst storylines I've seen in a long, long, long time. All right. Overall.
One. Look, I absolutely hate this. Now, I didn't own this movie. So I'm kind of a completionist when it comes to series, right? Like I'll try to own them all. I didn't have this one until I bought the 4K set. Because it came with it. And to be honest with you, if I could have just left it out, I would have. But I went, I got a $10 steelbook for it. And I put the 4K disc in there because the steelbook is only $10. And it sits over there. And if we weren't doing this, I watched it last year to do a ranking. And if we weren't doing this, I would have never watched it again. I'm okay leaving it over there on the shelf for the rest of time from moving forward from today on to never watch it again. I don't need to. I don't have to. I hate it. The action is very good. I'm not going to lie. I'm not going to sit here and give stuff that's not bad. You know, I'm not going to say the action's a one because I hate the movie. The action's probably the only good part. And it's the only reason I was able to sit through it on this viewing because I knew there were some really cool, badass action scenes. I was excited to see the forest scene. I do like things about it. But when the story and script is so bad, and like you said, when there's these like pervy shot, there's everything that could be wrong about certain directing, writing choices. They did it. They did all of them. You know what I mean? And I don't like this movie. I've never liked it. When I walked out the theater, I remember I was like, that sucked. That really sucked. And this came out when I was 22. A 22-year-old me is totally different than current 34-year-old me. I liked not everything, but I had a way higher tolerance. You know, I hadn't seen as much. I hadn't lived as much. And even with my high tolerance, I hated this movie. So it just tells you, that if 22-year-old me hates something, 34-year-old me, I almost just want to take it out and snap the disc in half. I really don't like it. I think it's a terrible film as a whole, and I give it a 1, and I will not watch it again. The only way I'm watching this again is if one day I meet a nice lady and she's like, hey, we're going to get married. She proposes to me, of course. And she's like, hey, we're going to get married. And she's like, I've never seen Transformers 2. If you love me, you'll watch it with me. That's the only way I'm watching it. That is that exact scenario is the only way this movie is ever getting played again. If a girl threatens my love for her by saying, I don't want to watch this movie, then I'll watch it. Otherwise, I'm not watching it. I have no reason. I've seen it enough times. I know what happens. I hate it. One.
I gave it a 2 overall.
That's fine. That's
same
fair.
As a storyline.
Yep.
Megan Fox, action sequence. Everything else is god awful. And again, for those people that I got DMs and comment on when I put it up on the Levels of Geeks Instagram and said, this is my favorite one. Yikes.
People said that to you.
Oh, people said that. Oh yeah. Yep. Let me see.
There's no way that anyone who's seen more than, you know, like 300 movies can say that this is the best. I mean, they said it's their favorite. I can't argue, you know, someone's favorites, but it's the worst. I think pound for pound, the worst Transformers movie, in my opinion.
I agree. I totally.
We haven't even gotten to the other ones, and there's issues coming down the line, but this one's the worst.
Yeah,
it's horrible.
I think Tony Movie Chappie is the one that said that. That put it.
We'll give him a pass. He has interesting taste. Yeah.
But anyway, I give it a two. It's a horrible sequel, to be really honest with you. I mean, a 2 is just being really modest myself. But honestly, it's a very bad sequel into this Transformers franchise so far. With that said, what's your total points?
12. It's a 12. And the only reason it's that high is because it has really good action. And I like Shia LaBeouf pretty good in it. Otherwise, this would be like a 7 or something like that. Like, it'd be very low. But I won't. I'll give credit where it's due. And overall, I think it's a terrible film. 12 out of 25.
Yeah, I gave it a 15 out of a 25. That's due because I was very nice on the storyline overall. But everything else was 3 threes and a 5. So I was being super nice there. But other than that, the movie is a really bad Transformers movie. It's god awful. And I hope it doesn't get worse. But again, we'll find out in a few episodes down the line. All right, Nate, you know what to do.
All right, so that's mercifully, we are done with Transformers Revenge of the Fallen. Next up, we have, continuing with Mark Wahlberg Month, we will be reviewing Shooter, Antoine Fuqua, Mark Wahlberg collaboration. And then, of course, next week, we continue on with the Transformers train, Transformers Dark of the Moon, where it's a spoiler alert, things pick up. It's not anywhere near as bad as this movie. So at least there's that. So yeah, we'll be reviewing those two. So keep an eye out.
If you guys want to follow us on our social media accounts, please follow Nate over on Instagram at Nateflix Reviews. Check out the podcast with him and his friends called Nateflix Movie Reviews. Anything action movie, guys, you can follow us at YouTube, www.youtube.com/levelsofgeeks. We have all the videos there, or if you guys want to take us on the go, search for search for Action Movie Guys on Apple iTunes, Apple Podcasts, or Stitcher, TuneIn Radio, and Spotify. Of course,
Spotify.
Oh, yes, Spotify. Yes, that's right. Spotify. I said sci-fi.
Sci-fichannel.com / Action Movie Guys.
Don't look it up.
Oh, man. Don't go there.
No, don't go there. I'm your host, Alex Figueroa, and that is
Nate from Nateflix Reviews.
Be awesome to each other and geek out.